This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark Constitution Day yesterday, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India. Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna said the nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution but as an ode to a living and breathing document. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday announced the selection of 8 quantum startups under the National Quantum Mission and the National Mission on Interdisciplinary Cyber Physical Systems in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the minister underlined that the selected startups will represent all major domains of quantum technology like quantum communications, quantum computing, quantum sensing and quantum materials. The minister also asserted that the initiative is going to boost commercialization and promote sustainable startups. He added that the selected startups are going to be the torchbearers of Viksit Bharat 2047. Further, the minister underscored that India is among the very few nations across the globe to be implementing the quantum mission. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyoti Chinmoy Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, law enforcers charged batons and fired sound grenades on devotees and followers of ISKCON Pundrik Dham, who had gathered on the premises of Chittagong Magistrates Court demanding the release of their leader. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said yesterday that the Digital Life Certificate, DLC, introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens, has crossed the record 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. The DLC Campaign 3.0 is being held in 800 cities and towns of India from the 1st of this month. More than 1,900 camps have been held across the country between 1st and 25th of this month. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 312 as of 8 p.m. yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar was recorded at 334, Anand Vihar at 337, Bhavana at 344, Ashok Vihar at 324, Alipur at 318 and Argipuram recorded an AQI of 319. Israel yesterday launched airstrikes on buildings in the Lebanese capital Beirut and issued new evacuation warnings ahead of an expected vote on a ceasefire deal with Lebanon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.